sports, makatuni abana, nama drama. Pay for your current package and get upgraded to the next higher package on us. This is a limited time offer. Go TV. Love it.
When they happen. The main news on all the radio.
Welcome to Ozo Radio main news broadcast at 17.5 hours. The headline. In local news, HH pledges zero tolerance for corruption. New hydropower facility planned for Northern Province. In international news, aid workers executed in Ethiopia's Tigray War charity says. In sports news, Machula is optimistic as Copa Queens prepare for Nigeria rematch.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Ozo Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Ivy Nambe. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his administration's commitment to fighting corruption, declaring that there will be no sacred cows and that anyone found wanting will face the full force of the law. President Hakainde Hichilema has also revealed that all matters flagged in the recent medical supply audit are currently under investigation by law enforcement agencies and that the findings will be made public once concluded. He notes that the government has already taken decisive action on preliminary investigation in findings, including the dissolution of the ZAMSA Management Board and the advertisement of the position of Director General for the institution. He says that reforms and improvements are underway across the health sector to strengthen governance structures in all relevant agencies. President Hichilema also notes that a comprehensive independent forensic audit of the medical supply chain conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC, which aims to uncover historical cases of medicine theft. And State Health Chief of Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the audit has commissioned to tackle the long-standing systematic theft in the health sector. Hamasaka notes that the irony that some opposition leaders are now citing the audit findings despite having previously opposed President Hichilema's decision to engage an external auditor. He adds that the President Hichilema remains steadfast in prioritizing integrity over partnership and committed to upholding the highest standard of transparency and service across to ensure every Zambian has access to essential medicines and healthcare across the country. A consortium of 11 civil society organizations on governance has expressed concern and outrage at recent revelations that expose alarming weaknesses in Zambia's fighting against corruption. Consortium Chairperson Isaac Mwanza says these developments severely undermine public's confidence in the country's key governance institution and is not helping President Hakainde Hichilema to advance his commitment that they shall not be sacred cows in the fight against corruption. Mwanza cites an independent audit which has revealed that the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, procured essential drugs at an outrageous 1,600% markup without any attempt to negotiate prices. Mwanza adds that the procurement of life-saving medicines at such inflated prices is not merely irresponsible, but is morally irresponsible. He says what is further disturbing is the disclosure by former Director General of the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, that an accused person in a corruption case was allowed by the commission to surrender only 23 million out of the suspected 60 million kwacha in exchange for becoming a state witness. The consortium is urging President Hichilema to reflect deeply on the damaging impact these reports have on public perception of his administration and immediately order the public release of Zamza audit report. The consortium has also called out the ACC for its discreditable handling of cases and continued demonstration of bias and inefficiency, calling for urgent reforms as the commission in its current form appears compromised and ineffective. Now, $70 million gross investment partners, GIP Zambia Initiative, aimed at supporting 150 small and medium enterprises, SMEs, across the country has been officially launched. The program is expected to deploy over $300 million in investments over the next 15 years. GIP Zambia is a partnership supported by the UK's investment arm, British International Investment Bill, National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, and the Swedish Development Finance Institution, Swedfund. Speaking at the launch, President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized that the SME sector cannot be overlooked as government continues to work towards expanding the economy. He notes that his administration is committed to SMEs, has been demonstrated through establishment of the Ministry of SMEs, the first in Zambia's history. President Hakainde Hichilema has also highlighted the enhanced CDF Constituency Development Fund, which includes a skills development component, another indicator of government's continued support for SMEs. And Labour and Social Security Brenda Tambatamba has described the launch as a clear demonstration of how social security funds can play a meaningful role in national development. She adds that the success of the initiative will lead to extended social security coverage across the country. Meanwhile, British High Commissioner to Zambia, Rebecca Tezon, has stated that under the GIP Zambia Initiative, the UK and Zambia are committed to working together to attract €2.5 billion in private UK investment into Zambia's mining, mineral and renewable energy sectors. Zayon says this includes increasing the total value of UK government-backed investment and finance facilities in Zambia by €500 million, in addition to mobilizing €150 million of private investment into the Zambian SMEs. We're still in local news. A private company, Lufubu Power Company, is set to construct a 163-megawatt hydropower plant in Northern Province. The project will cost the company 23.7 billion kwacha, the equivalent of $800 million. According to a statement issued by ZESCO Corporate Affairs Department, the power plant will be built along the Lufuhu River, covering the districts of Mpulungu, Nzama, and Porokoso. The statement further reveals that a 20-year power purchase agreement PPA has already been signed between ZESCO and Lufuhu Power Company to ensure baseload hydropower from the new plant. ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo says the agreement aligns with the country's national objective of delivering affordable and reliable energy, particularly by leveraging the untapped hydro potential of the Northern Circuit. He explains that this infrastructure will enhance grid stability and enable the distribution of electricity to underserved communities across the country. And Lufuhu Power Company Chief Executive Officer Katai Kanchansa welcomes the agreement, describing it as a sign of investor confidence in Zambia's renewable energy future. Kanchansa notes that the northern province, which enjoys consistent